In Zimbabwe, leader Robert Mugabe was inaugurated for a fresh five-year term today after being declared landslide winner of a presidential runoff in which he was the only candidate. Official results in the controversial poll showed low turnout and high numbers of voters having spoiled their ballots by defacing them or marking them inaccurately, apparently as an act of protest. Independent observers had said many of those who did go to the polls on Friday voted out of fear. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai had withdrawn because of the violence, though his name remained on the ballot. African and other world leaders had condemned the election. Robert Mugabe is expected to attend an African Union summit that opens tomorrow in Egypt. We spoke to the press officer of the Zimbabwe vigil in London, Dennis Benton, who says neighbouring African countries need to take action.
The decisions that they make at the African Union are expected to be very influential. If they decide to accept Mugabe as the legitimate leader of Zimbabwe, it will mean that Africa will once again accept a corrupt election process. This is will be a great blow to the outside world, which has been looking to the African Union and also to the Southern African Development Community to stand up against Mugabe. The group of eight leading industrial countries have unanimously declared the elections as faulty and flawed. The United Nations Security Council has also said that the runoff elections on Friday were unacceptable. But very limited unless the immediate neighbours of Zimbabwe take action. If they refuse to accept Mugabe's legitimacy, cut off power supplies, cut off fuel supplies, cut off air links, then Mugabe's days will be numbered.